And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville High School FFA advisor, Jonna Thompson, and Paige Toole, the chapter president. Ladies, good morning to the both of you, first of all.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in here this morning. We're talking about National Farm Safety Week this week, and we'll get to that certainly. But just out of curiosity, school just started, but how are things going so far? Yeah, well, just with the FFA.
Already busy. We have our FFA mum sales going on, so alumni sponsors mums that we sell to help raise money for national convention and things like that, and gearing up for our first contest. We had our first contest last week and our second one quickly approaching.
Already had your first contest. Yep. Wow. Paige, already you're enjoying being president so far.
Oh yes, I love being a part of FFA and part of the community and being involved in everything that we're doing.
Well, what does it mean to you being part of FFA?
It means that I can be involved in my community and part of the rural part of it and supporting our farmers, but also supporting our local businesses.
That's a good answer. That's a presidential answer, isn't it?
It is.
Did that make you proud, John?
It does, okay. Absolutely.
So let's talk about National Farm Safety Week. And I think when we think about farm safety, the first thing we think of is equipment. Farm equipment, obviously a big part of farming, and also the safe use of said equipment.
Yeah, so well, first off, National Farm Safety Week happens every year. And Paige can tell you when that happens. It has a set timeline. And the council that puts it together has set days that we recognize different things. And farm safety, a lot of people, like you said, do automatically think this is just about equipment and it's just farmers need to recognize this. But being in a rural community, it's important that we all know about farm safety because we're all affected by it one way or another.
So Farm Safety Week happens the third week in September of every year, and this year's theme is Shift Up Farm Safety into High Gear.
Okay. I'm assuming that refers to, farm machinery being on the roads.
Yes.
And of course, that affects those of us who aren't farmers as well, because, hey, we got to watch out for you guys also.
Absolutely. So tractor safety and taking your equipment on the road is obviously a high concern to anybody traveling to or from a place, not just the farmer. It's statistically said that over half the wrecks that happen this time of year are farm-related accidents, and they happen when a tractor is traditionally making a left turn or a rear-end collision because people aren't paying attention to the slow-moving vehicle sign. They're just not aware of the surroundings, where the farmer's going. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we're all in a hurry. Mm-hmm. But, we all want to make sure we make it home or make it to work safely, so we need to pay attention to that equipment that's around us.
Yeah, and the people driving the farms, they know what's going on. They know that things are going slow, but that's just how it goes. Okay, so that I said that's what we focus on. Farm.
Yeah.
What areas do we need to focus on more that we don't think about as far as it comes to farm safety?
So the second day of Farm Safety Week is farm health and opioid/suicide prevention, because there is a startling suicide rate among farmers in the U.S. because they are so stressed out, they don't have days for sick leave, they don't get vacations. And another mental health day is Friday, which is safety and health for women in agriculture, because they take on non-farm-related jobs while also working on the farms.
Well, and that was something I was going to ask about, and we don't talk about very much, is, farming, it's wonderful, but it is stressful because, the weather, you don't know what's going to happen with the crops, and this is your life. And I've always wanted to ask about stress, and you brought up opioids and the suicide rate, and we don't talk about that. And I guess that was the key, is that we need to talk about that.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's kind of out of sight, out of mind, and something that we don't talk about or think about until it's usually too late. So it is a very important topic. Paige actually last year did a speech in an ag class on the dairy industry. And the dairy industry is an industry that has, within agriculture specifically, faced a lot of loss to farmers over the last couple of years because of the decline in dairy prices and therefore the decline in dairies in general. So, but it's not just dairy farmers that are committing suicide. This industry as a whole is a very stressful industry where a lot of things are out of the farmer's control. So it does affect your mental health, and it's things that we need that we need to be aware of.
Okay. Confined spaces. I know we get a lot of news stories about silos, grain bins, and that's something else, right, that we need to keep an eye on, don't we?
Absolutely. It takes just about 5 seconds, and that's all it takes to quickly become entrapped in a confined space. So just making sure, like, when you are working for a farm or working on a farm, when you enter a grain bin, that's traditionally where we see those kind of accidents happen at, you need to know, you know, your point of exit. You need to be aware of your surroundings because, as we know, 5 seconds is over in the blink of an eye. So 5 seconds, and you can become unable to get free, and then 60 seconds, and you can be totally gone. So it's a very dangerous setting to be working in. So just, again, having that knowledge about where you are, what's around you, and, you know, taking any type of prevention that you can. So more than 900 cases of grain bin engulfments have been reported in the last 500 years. So that might not seem like a, you know, not, sorry, 50 years. That might not seem like a super high statistic, but again, every life that's lost that we can prevent is a statistic that we need to cut back on.
And again, you know, for us, not on the farm, that doesn't seem like much, but I mean, obviously, folks on the farm, it's going to be a higher percentage number, and obviously something you have to worry about. I don't know, Paige, are there other areas that, you know, obviously Farm Safety Week we're covering, are there other areas that we need to kind of be more aware of?
So today is actually Farm and Safety for Youth in America, because every 3 days a child dies in an agricultural related incident, and these can be prevented by having the parents give the children safer jobs on the farm because they know what their children are capable of doing on the farm.
Okay, so that definitely, obviously, anything involved with the kids. And Paige, you mentioned earlier, later in the week, that's going to focus on women, and that's another thing. Obviously, women are taking on just as much as the men, and of course, they've also got the families to worry about, and that's another stress-related thing, isn't it? You know, that they have to take all this on their shoulders as well. We talked about this. Is there someone or something, is there an organization, or is there like a resource people can go to for not just safety tips, for these farmers and these women, and you know, for stress related, is there somewhere we can reach out to that you know of?
There's a lot of different resources out there that are available. So this week on our Facebook, the Lawrenceville FFA Facebook, we're sharing the video that goes with each day. So today's will be about the youth in ag and about safety for that. And those videos are put out by a few different organizations. So there's an actual National Farm Safety Week Council that puts together a ton of resources that are all linked to other agribusinesses, as well as, you know, safety hotlines. So for the opioid and suicide prevention, there is a Farm Aid number listed for farmers to call if they're feeling depressed or stressed. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number available there for those who might be thinking that they need to talk to somebody there. So there's not necessarily just one set resource, but there is a ton of resources out there. But mostly it comes back to us being educated on being able to identify those stressors. So if we have people who are farmers or farm workers in our lives, just being able to pick up on when they're stressed, when they don't seem themselves, when they aren't quite operating at full capacity.
Okay. Paige, anything else you want to add in? Anything else you want to get out there for anyone who's listening right now?
Continue supporting your FFA chapter in Lawrenceville, but also Red Hill, and continue supporting your local businesses in Lawrence County.
Again, see, I knew she was going to have a good answer, presidential answer. That's why I wanted to get that in. Well, listen, ladies, I appreciate you coming in and talking about this. Again, obviously, folks involved with farming in this community think about it a lot, but certainly those of us not as involved need to think about it more. And
yeah.
Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And it is National Farm Safety Week. Lawrenceville High School FFA Advisor Gianna Thompson, Chapter President Paige Tool. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.